Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sihole baba singena ngala esigabeni sesine uyasho ke ubani uLeah Leah M uthi singabanqobi and then pham kwakhe bengithathe lapha ya umhlabelelo ka Anita Wilson ethi have your way yebo asimvumele uNkulunkulu kuba uyena ayidrivayo impilo zethu isikhathi ke sithi 6 after 4 o'clock kulesi sigaba ke njoba ngishilo ukuthi sizongena kwi discussion yethu yosuku sinabantu abasha bazalwane sinabantu abasha njoba kuyinyanga yabantu abasha ke lena ngikanye okay. Let me do this, bazalwane. Uma ulapha ekhaya uduze neFacebook yakho iya ku Radio Pulpit Facebook page. Sizoba live ke lapho. Ya sizoba live lapho ukuze ke nawe ukwazi ukuthi ke uyibonela abantu engihamba nabo. This thing ngiqale last week ngathi hayi, ithi ngizame ngibone ukuthi izongisebenzela yini. Facebook live. So ngena ku Facebook live yakho ku Radio Pulpit Facebook and then ubuke nje konke esikhuluma ngakho namuhla and uma ukwazi ke ukungena ku mhlawumbe so downloadile i Radio Pulpit jikelele abanye ngiyazi ukuthi useseni kungithumela i message wathi bahle ngilalele ku Radio Pulpit jikelele hala nabazalwane ya umusanda kungena ngiyakubingelela ngiyakwamukela ya singena ke endabeni yethu sikanye no imento yabantu abasha sesijus unenhliziyo yabantu abasha and there's a lot bazalwane ukuthi sesijulwe uyakwenza and siyabona abantu abasha bayakheka uyazi abantu abasha bayakhula yazi kule sikhathi esiphila kuso sisijulia siyabadinga abantu abafana nawe ngoba you know sometimes ingane akubilula ukuthi balalele abazali ekhaya but uma kungaba khona umuntu wangaphandle bayakwazi ukuthi bakhululeke bakhulume naye yazi nje akwazi ukuthi akutshele yonke into ukuthi uyahluleka ukuthi ayitshele umama ekhaya noma ayitshele ubaba ekhaya.
True.
So abantu abafana nani we know ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi u create a safe space for young people.
Yeah.
So one.
Hi, sisibahle, long time.
Long time. But you know ukuthi ngo June noma kanjani ula.
There's no way. There's no way. Yeah, sisibahle.
Yeah.
Siyaphila wena njani?
Hayi, nami ngiyaphila. Ngicela ubabingelele nasemakhaya.
Outing bingelele wonke umuntu lalele, everybody who's listening to us. This is Mom Jules. As always, every June we come here and we work together.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we are building the kingdom actually. And namuhla ngize ngenye indlela.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing the home.
The family.
The family. Yeah.
The Molokos.
I'm bringing
the Molokos in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kuhle sesijula kuyabonisa ukuthi lento awuyenzi kuphela ngaphandle kodwa nasendlini iya practiceiwa lento. Ukuthi mohaimo ritsamaya so
yeah
and you know abantwana ngithi bayafunda from us singabazali kunalenkulumo ethi abantwana aba esikhathini esiningi yes bayalalela kodwa into abayithatha kakhulu ile abayibukayo ama actions
yes they take from actions yeah,
yeah. So if bakubona uya ku your prayer room ubuthi uthi oh okay so ke kamgowetsi wankateng mama wa rapela ka 12 o'clock why arapela you know
ntlantla
untlantla naye uthi oh okay so if kunezinto ezenzakalayo ingalendlela kumele uyithekile ngakhona so bayabuka nje yonke lento so uzokhula engubaba owaziyo ukuthi you know rilwa ka thapelo rilwa ka praise rilwa ka worship and ukhula azi ukuthi without God I'm nothing as easy lisho ukuthi yebo ngaphandle kwakhe asilutho but if lento bayiboni from ekhaya
Yeah, it's something else.
It's something else. Mm, yes. Ntantla, sawubona.
Sawubona, sawubona.
Hayi wena ngikwatela. Chef.
Hayi bo.
Ichef ayizanga nokudla bazalwane. Ngiyaceba. Mina I was hoping ukuthi today bona go just Sunday course. Because Renali chef in the house.
Hayi next time.
Unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani sis?
Ngiyaphila. Konje last year mekigcina bongashaya ngaleyo card. Boyishaya?
Ah no, last year bengekho.
Oh, last year bengekho. Oh, yabona manje usijule uzana abantu abasha abaningi abangisazi ukuthi ubani ubani.
Abusandile, abo yeah.
Okay.
Abothabo.
Yeah. All right. Mm. Butsi wena ugholela mo?
Wena yes, of course.
Utlile mo uli a teenager
every single year.
Kozo qalela una how old?
I think I was 16 if I'm not mistaken.
And now sits okay ni kobu adult.
Yes, now, now I'm 19.
All right,
ngirayit, how are you?
I'm good and I'm glad ukuthi ngikubone futhi.
It's very good to see you.
Uyazi umuhle.
Ngiyabonga.
Eh, bangakubhayizisi labo.
Hayi lutho.
Abo brothers ne, ukhona ne. Yeah, umgade ukuthi hey bona le papalle nkogole mo.
Yeah,
are papalle mo botsi. Yes. Okay, so today sizobuka la the importance ye relationship between umzali nabantwana bakhe, and I'm glad ukuthi uno brother uno sister lana okuthi abantu abayithu phela abahlukile la
bahlukile. Yeah,
yes,
different.
And what I know ukuthi kwamanye amakhaya uthola ukuthi umntwana omfana aka treatiwa njengomntwana wentombazana, umntwana wentombazana aka treatiwa njengomntwana omfana. Uthola ukuthi when it comes to a girl ungathi baba soft inyana, when it comes to a boy ngathi baba hard. Ngathi ba practice this thing abayibiza I konje bayibizani what love.
Oh, tough love.
Tough love. Yes, ungathi skathini esiningi practiciwa kubo brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But sis Julia sizo ixoxa nawe uzos unpackela yona le ndaba ukuthi kubaleka ngakanani ukuthi ungumzali and then ube ne relationship nabantwana bakho.
Yeah.
Okay. Before ke sizongena kuyona, ngicela ukuthi sithathe I break kancane la.
Radio Pulpit connects generations with a message of hope and faith. From South Africans at home to loved ones abroad, we share the good news in their language. Support our mission to reach hearts worldwide. Simply SMS GIVE and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Let's bring the gospel closer to families, children and grandchildren, no matter where they are. Radio Pulpit, bringing faith to every generation.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Yebo umuntu omusha uyangena ku Radio Pulpit ungogogo, ungomkhulu, ungomama, ungobaba, ungosisi, ikhaya lakho leli elikuthulela okuhle okunomfutho mihla nemihla. Ungenile, siyabonga kakhulu. Sesibuyile la. Konje sibuyela kanjani bazalwane? Hey, sibuyela kanjani? Na, sifuna ukungena la ukuthi sibuyele futhi emoyeni. Is it here? Yes. I think it's here. Yebo. Njoba ke uzwile sino umam Julia Moloko, sino Nhlanhla Moloko, sino Botsi Moloko. Ya njoba ke sizokhuluma ngalobu budlelwane between a parent kanye ke nomntwana. So sis Julia, asi unpack kubaleka ngakanani ukuthi a parent abe ne relationship and sikhuluma nge relationship enjani, because kunokuthi sometimes uthole ngathi maybe how tsa malebotsi, you know, but babe confused ke your sister or ke ngwana wa how maybe ba lebeletse.
I get that a
yes,
lot.
Yes, relationship ya lona.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Sisibahle, it's very important. Parent-child relationship is very important. And I want to say this before I start. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And whatever, it doesn't mean I'm better than any other parent. No.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is about me teaching them and them being willing to be teachable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see some kids, they just decide not to take what their parents are doing. And you find that the parents are trying as hard as I'm trying. But if the kids basa receive what you are teaching them, it's something else. But this is the vow that I made to myself, and I made an agreement. I'm going to play my part. The Bible tells us that we should bring up our children in such a way that they will be able to grow. When they grow, they will be able to live with it. That's Proverbs chapter 22. So now my part as a parent, I have dedicated it to say, I'm going to give them my time. I'm going to make myself available. I'm going to tell them, Hore, this is the world. This is where we are living. And the world is attacked in so many ways. And when you are attacked, the only source that you can run to is God. Because God knows everything about you. And he can even answer the questions that when I'm away from you, you are unable to answer them. The problems that you face that you are even afraid of telling me, you tell them to God. What I did or what I do or what I... Because they will always be my kids. He will always be my child. He will always be my child at all times. So what I'm saying is, I'm bringing them to this pedestal to say, this is how you have to live. This is where you have to go when there is trouble. And I always told them that in this world, we'll always have troubles, as the Bible says. But where do you go? So my relationship with them is, I bring them on the table. There are times where we turn the tables to say, I'm your kid. Now you are my parents. Can you please, will you let's talk about it.
Okay, I need to talk my headphone when
we just heard you now.
Now.
We're hearing you now.
Oh, no. Bengilung kulma ngekhaya, ngikhuluma ngesign language. Oh, okay, now. Oh, yangizwa nhlanhla. Now yangizwa buthi. Oh, I bengikhuluma ngesign language, ngathi bona bengihambisa nje ekhaya.
That's good. Yo, it's so interesting here. Very interesting. Yeah. So as I was saying, I've led them to a platform where they have to choose for themselves. They are adults. Hey, they were reminding me the other time. Hey, remember we are over 18. And I'm saying, okay, I respect the government rules and everything, but you'll still be my child. And I know, Hore, they will still come when they have troubles and all that. My door is open.
Mm-hmm.
They will come. But you know what, ne?
Yeah.
I believe parents will understand. I'm talking from a parent's perspective now.
Mm-hmm.
There are those things that our kids will never tell us. They will never, ever tell us, no matter how much you wish that they can tell you.
Yeah.
They go through some stuff. And what I'm saying to them, and I always say to them every day, to say, when you cannot handle it, it's fine. As long as you handle it in a way that God will be proud of you.
Mm.
When I grew up, when I was their age, I was living my life as if the whole world is watching on TV. They are watching me. And I was asking myself, whatever that I do in the corners, if it gets exposed, will I be proud?
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I tell them, Hore, let it be what you do. You won't bring me to your every corner, everything that... But I'm saying, as long as you know, Hore, God is our only source of strength and for our guidance in our lives going forward in life, we have to ask Holy Spirit to saturate us and give us the peace for as long as we are walking in his counsel.
Yes.
And when we move away and inch away, we must be restless. Something must tell you, now you have to pray. You're not doing things right. So all these things is because of God. It's nothing. I mean, on my own, I couldn't have done this.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they know who God is.
Yeah.
And they know where to go when they have issues. And they also come to me.
And as you're saying, ukuthi kunezinto ukuthi wena as a parent, ngeke uzazi. But ngoba they know ukuthi where to go, like, you know, ukuthulula konke, the secrets, izinto ezibahluphayo, izimpi ebazilwayo bona ngaphakathi singazazi thina. They know ukuthi baya kuphi kuNkulunkulu. Yes,
because iyabashaya social media kwesinye isikhathi.
Yeah.
Sengikhuluma in general abantwana bethu, you'll find that you wake up in the morning umuntu akakhulumisa And it's because of what they saw on the social. You were not there. You were not part of that. But now it becomes inflicted on you, and you don't have words to ask what's wrong.
Yeah.
But in my heart, I always say, as long as it's within your control, you are able to tell it to God, and you know how to handle it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yes. Now my door is always open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Ereketle momo osuateng. Ngibona la uthulani Matthew uthi watching family, and then omunye la uthi shout out to them, loving the conversation. Thank you. Balago Facebook Live. Butzi, yes. Now you are 19. Yo, okene ko bo adulting. Awusale a teenager. So ho na le difference?
Not really, no.
Yeah.
Difference ke hore you can do certain things that other people can't, but I don't think I've gotten into the spot mo keleng adult where I have to face things on my own without the covering of the home and my mom and everything. Yeah. I'm not in the deep waters yet.
So last time, Olemo, you were doing grade 12.
Yes.
So now what's on?
This is supposed to be my first year, but I'm taking a gap year.
Okay. Konali a reason ya gap
year? Yes. I just want to improve some of the smaller skills that can help me when I get to school, just so I can have, I can be able to do different things all at the same time.
All right.
Yes.
So, Riakai. Next year.
The aim is to go to a school of psychology.
Yes,
so we can.
Wonderful.
Yes,
so what about a psychologist?
Yes, a psychologist.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so how is the relationship between wena le mama? What maybe the challenges they longer wadi face wena as a young woman?
The relationship with my mom is very good. I think it's also mostly because my mother is a very open-minded person.
Yeah.
So she is able to understand us, even though the age gap is very different.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that me and my mother are very similar. Very, very, very similar.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
And a latwan. Yes.
Renotwan.
Kore halata malili tu bariki ausi. Ki older sister.
Garendi sisters.
Yes. Okay.
And so because we are so similar, it's easy to understand each other. Because we are similar.
Okay.
Yes. And when it comes to challenges that I am facing as a young woman, it's honestly, it's many different things, but mainly, and I can say it's a very big thing for people my age, is trying to find yourself, trying to find who you are going to be, especially when you've just immediately come out of high school, trying to find what is going to be, what the rest of your life is going to look like. It's very difficult because you don't have an understanding of what life really is. So it's very difficult to decipher whether you are going to be going on this path or this path. So manje, for me, I try to find within myself what I am passionate about, what I love to do, what gives me peace and what fulfills me. And that is a direction on where you can go. And I think that's one of the main challenges that I am facing as a young woman, trying to understand who you are. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible.
Yes, nothing is impossible. Liyasho izwi ukuthi akukho okubehlula uNkulunkulu. Nothing is impossible. Kuye nka tsona tse o bona nkare di impossible. How di soko modimo ngena wa gona gore a dietse di be possible. As long as di aligna nentando yakhe ngithi. Yeah, that's the most important thing. So as you're saying ukuthi right now the challenge is tsona leng tsona ke gore o ikitse better gore ke mang botse, and then le gore o ya ko kae ka life. Okay.
Yes.
Eating is ela go puti.
Yebo.
Nhlanhla.
Hello.
Gonjo, how old this year?
I'm turning 26 this year.
26.
Yeah.
Utla tla mosaka khulile.
Khulile.
How
did you get here?
Batho. Mara na le baby face.
Yeah. I get that a lot.
Yes, mina, I thought to go to na 20.
Yo.
Serious.
These days, Peter, I'm no more even ngathi noma abantu bangitshela njalo vela I don't get bothered anymore.
Yeah,
ngingiphathi kahle before.
Phela wena manje mongabuyela esikoleni waqhoka iuniform. Ake khumuntu and then ubatlang dibra, ubatlang dibra mosikolo ulingana nabo.
Yes.
It's going to work in favor for me later on in life, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, so now you are a chef?
Mhm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm a chef. Yeah. So I'm based in Johannesburg. And then I work for Protea Hotels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I've been a chef for, I think it's over 6 years.
Over 6 years?
Yeah.
So what's nice in Msebenzi wakho?
Yeah. The nice thing kura ke tsore skaftini.
Yeah, no hanso wapi ya molo ntso taste. Are you tlapela?
Eish, yentlapela. But then it keeps fun. So yeah, have to do what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I've been there 6 years. Currently more, I've been here for 2 years and then with different Protea Hotels ever since 2019.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So when as a young man, ha hotla mo a relationship ya hao le mama.
Mhm.
Ibyang I know hore na le mohong mo le sa utlwaneng le tsa byang hore le khone gore le fete mo dilong tse le sa utlwaneng ka tsona.
You know it toma ka from since re sa hola.
Yeah.
As a parent I feel like since re sala banyane, that's where you start building up the relationship le bana.
Yeah.
So that it can be easier later on to or le khono le tlhakane and then le khono solve dilo because you'd find out or maybe childhood it wasn't that kitlare jwang ne se tabela hore ra khono kwana sharp so if it's going to be like that then later on in life then e ga saba very strong the relationship won't be strong so I feel like from the beginning nje the roots has to be strong and the relationship
probably
later on in life and then I know who I go to when I am having these situations or the issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe advice o ka ifang a young man out there because ona le ba bang ba ile ngore he ba le ka mogai especially o kre gore o godisa ke a single parent like mama o feela ka re ke yena ntate wa ka mohai wa understand and then ha ba atle le hutlwella o batla o ka re lona le utlwelle ena wa understand so advice o ka ifang those young guys ba ile ngore ba feela hore he ba godisa ke a single parent ailing me and then asa batle gong ka maybe barking kam kwa mo godisang ka teng o ka reng ko yena
na nka ba botsa re communication is very key.
Yeah
communication is very key because if udulale something inside the lengore ya uja as men especially in the economy replang ona these days you'd find a lot of problems dealing with they face later on in life did like the childhood.
Well, yeah.
And then it ends up eba toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
Ele ngore like bona they don't notice it but then they feel like no when we er homoti akre ka sizulu bareng bare indoti khalela ngaphakathi.
Hey. And I angazi ukuthi ivela phi le yonto because utlolemala phela ka mohari how yes yeah.
True. So utlolemala and then you bottling up dilo tse and then later on maybe utlo you just gonna be this situation dileng re tsama o tsona o tloba ile hore ke go batla to a point where you just burst out and then you just release everything and then it go batla ba tloba ile hore they are close to you.
Yes.
So yeah, the advice go no ba communication and eskaban tlo ile hore you like you bottling things up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So it is a good mama. So when as engomfana e intombazana khona le ka mkhoeleng hore o ba godisa maybe ka tsela e different
yo sisimahle yeah baba different
yeah
I believe even if nkabe ke na le two boys ne ba tlo ba different as well because ke realize je hore go godisa ntlantla was not as much effort as go godisa botse
okay
Ntlantla and I'm not talking about every boy but I'm just saying Ntlantla as a person right he was responding very well like he was just following what you were giving to him and so Butsi judging the era that she came at ne she wants to understand things before it can be executed, which is fair because she wants to act from a point of understanding, not just following, right? Okay, so I had to now and then change my style of raising them, literally the way I respond, right? Like I said, when I groomed him and then he was on the pedestal, and to be honest, most of where he is now is his work. I don't want to take credit for nothing.
Yeah.
Because, yo, if we had time, he would tell you the story when he landed in Joburg and he started being a independent. It wasn't easy. Sometimes we even cried to say, hey, you know. So at this point, at the age of both, at the age of 19, Nkandla, he was already independent. He was already trying to find his own life. He also took a gap year, which was very good for him, right? So that he can see what he wants to be. So most of the things, the career where he is now, it's his effort. And like you are saying, sometimes we fight a lot. We go and visit him and we check him out and all that. And sometimes he wants to stand on his own, but which is wrong because we have to let them be.
Yes.
But when you see some other things that are not in place, you just want to step up as a mother to say, Erike would relate this, Erike would relate this.
Yeah.
Only to find that Bona, they are okay. Yeah, okay. So now I would say, if I give advice to parents out there, to say kids are different.
Yeah.
Even if they can be boys or they can be girls together, as individuals, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
So what you should do is bring them to the table. I normally say, this is the phrase that we use in my house, to say, guys, please help me help you.
Yeah.
Because without them, I cannot help them.
Yeah.
You know, if we come to the table, but mama, if you cannot tell me what it's head, or it's your feet, or it's your, I cannot help you. I'll always give you grandpa, only to find that it doesn't even work. You need something stronger than that. So it's challenging. Hey, it's challenging. But Ritusha Kimudim,
what's
up? Yes. He's got his own masculine. He wants to be head. He's a man, you know? And sometimes I tone him down. Hey, you are a man, but you're still my child.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of the things that I also gained is I've learned from them as well. I've learned from them as well.
Wow. Yeah. Uti, help me to help you.
Yeah. I always ask them, I cannot help you if you don't bring me to your level.
Uh-huh.
Make me understand why are you acting like this.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can come from where you are and pick you up.
Okay. Ntlantla, une question, Ilana, ne? But how important it is to have a male role model, and how he handles, or how you handles that situation.
Okay.
And then, and you commented in la, shout out to Mamzo for handling her role as a mother so gracefully. Okay, gonna voice note to Lana Sizoi Lala, ngicela nje ukuthi sithathe I break elincane sihambelano sibu zindela uthi move on.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Sondela Montomusha nawe uyabizwa uyashola usibuze Ndela uthi move on isikhathi ke sithi 20 before 5 o'clock ngikanye nomam Julia Moloko kanye ke nendodakazi yakhe nendodana yakhe unhlanhla Moloko kanye nobotsi Moloko njoba ke sikule nyanga yabantu abasha so sithanda ukuthi sikhulume nabo abantu abasha so today sibuka ke ukuthi kubaleka ngakanani ekutheni umzali abe ne relationship nabantwana bakhe and siphinda sibuka futhi with him should parents treat their girl and boy children differently due to ini gender yabo umam Julia washo wathi cha no umunye nomunye u unique wena nje as a parent kumele ubafunde abantwana bakho ukuthi okay ona usona and lona indlela angayo mhlawumbe umuntu othanda ukukhuluma kumele umamukele urwabu outspoken if ke umuntu uthanda ukuthi ayihlalele lapha eyedwa nalokho kumele ukwamukele ukuthi okay hayi mina umntana nami kusumntwana othanda umsindo umntwana nje othanda ukuthi nje ayihlalele eyedwa there's nothing wrong ngalokho as long nje kungana mhlawumbe indaba zabo depression and all that but as ungumzali if ubona kune change ngendlela thizeni uzo understand ukuthi okay now something ayikho right okay Nhlanhla kune question for wena usayikhumbula or ngi repeat futhi question to Nhlanhla Moloko how important is to have a male role model and how he handles that situation
okay thanks for the question to Thulani so having a male role model it's into ekuthi it's very 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 important because yeah. Obviously as boys and girls sikhula differently
yeah.
We have different challenges as boys and girls
uh-huh.
Yeah so amanye ama challenges ukuthi won't experience them
mm-hmm.
But mina I can experience them nakhona
yeah
so having somebody who has walked in that line and having someone who has been kule age kuyo and ubonile ukuthi kwenzakalani how did he go through those challenges and situations it's very important because lo muntu loyo angeza ukuzokutshela ukuthi okay no when you go to vent to him bese uyamtshela ukuthi nokwenzeka so
yeah.
And then you're going to get a better outlook a better view mm-hmm. You know, it's okay no lento len I can actually solve it like this because I'm sure vele two minds are better than one especially even when thinking and I feel like in mind any experience more is going to help out better because mina ngiyazi le thing yenza manje I don't know I just figure out and having another mind ukuthi idlulile lapho it's going to be better because izongwazi ukubonisa indlela e clearer towards the situation and to eventually deal with it and deal with it accordingly and ukuthi nami later on ngibe umuntu or better than before yeah.
So unayo wena i male role model
yes I do have a few
yeah
I do have a few about I contact them umangihlangana nama situation mostly it's in my family and mm-hmm. then some of them it's people engihlangana nabo emsebenzini
yeah
it's people that I stay with yeah so they would just see me and be like no Nhlanhla wena you're still young so you need to just ensure ukuthi impila kho uyiphila kahle and then they just give me advice here and there
yeah
so yeah
okay
yeah
all right gonna voice note ulana ngicela ukuthi silalele
molo insisi bahle
molo ma
kunontsikelele for Florence yo you are speaking nale family elapha kwi WhatsApp
Mhm.
Sis Julia nabantwana bakhe no yo that is very very nice family.
Yeah.
Uthi xa bagcine abalondoloze. Makaphumele balo sis Julia aqokelele intsha yethu bathunani eSouth Africa. Ah Nkosi Jesu.
Yeah.
Nkulunkulu anibusise bye.
Bye mam nonzikelelo. Wow. Okay, kunenye futhi lana. Okay, gonna question for Botsi. Botsi before you go this question, mama uboletse gore you know bahle le le hore ka ba open yang ka pa yang go baneng ba rona. But gona le dilo tseleng tseleng hore ba ka se re botse tsona.
Yeah.
Ngabe na ukukhona izinto mhlawu ongakazi usitshela umamakho.
Yes, of course zikhona. The same way naye when she was my age there were certain things that she couldn't tell umawakhe.
Okay.
So ngezinye izinto you just need to be able to talk to somebody who is the same age as you.
Okay.
Even though it might not be in a manner of getting advice,
yeah,
but just being able to talk about it, because I can't really trust an advice of somebody who's the same age as me. Ngoba we are in the same situation.
Yeah.
So when it comes just to ukuventa, ngezinye izinto awukwazi ukukhuluma noma. So you just refer to people who are alternatives, although it has to be umuntu okahle nje, not a person who's going to lead you astray.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, question yakho ithi, how do you handle peer pressure or situations that go against your values?
Yo, high school has taught me a lot about peer pressure.
Yeah.
Nokuthi, I feel like it's good that I learned these lessons in the beginning of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Ukuthi, you don't need to be the same as somebody else because you are not the same.
Yeah.
In either way, you may try as hard as you can to fit in. God, it's not important. After high school, zonke lezinto ziyazikhohlwa. You forget about all these things.
Yeah.
So when it comes to peer pressure, it's important to understand your values. It's important to stand on what you believe in, and it's important to understand who you are in God in order for you to be able to get the strength to stand on your word and on your values and be able to deal with peer pressure.
Yeah.
Another thing that helps is to be in friend groups or have friends that are going to help uplift you. So if you are in a friend group with people who are intelligent and whose focus is education, now uzotheleka ngalowo moya ukuthi you're going to be focused and education based.
Yeah.
So it's important to analyze ukuthi abangani bakho, what are their values and what do they believe, and in order for you to be able to shy away from peer pressure engekho nje.
Yeah. Yebo. And because mama how udila totally young people, so I be thinking yana that jealous. I hold my mama kaki mama to bana baba hangman baba ngatangat.
Let me tell you one thing about my mother. Where there would always be people at home, ibaga shinje, ingane, a lot of kids. You learn to make brothers and sisters out of all those people.
Yeah.
Jealousy ayiko, because I've been with my mother ever since I was young. Nyamazi, I know who she is.
Yeah.
And I know Uguti, regardless of how much she loves everybody else and the amount of unconditional love she shows them, the love that she has for her children is above all else.
Yeah.
Yeah, bo. So that jealousy, ayiko nje. Ayiko.
Okay. So, Nhlanhla, when I umama ukhulume something ukuthi since usese young, from the age of 19 ku umuntu o independent, mhlambe take us through lapho usuka ekhaya manje and then uyoba independent e Joburg.
Actually 2017.
It was 2017
when he finished high school.
Yeah,
that's when we moved here.
Yeah, so yeah, I completed matric in 2017, and then I got we got to Pretoria, and then took a gap year. But then ngale gap leyo, bengathanda ukuhlala ekhaya.
Yeah,
bengathanda ukuhlala endlini. So la besihlala khona icomplex there was a swimming pool. So I asked the landlord ukuthi ngicela ukuklina le swimming pool, ngizikhiphe busy nyana.
Okay.
So I cleaned it, then he started giving me like 50 rand every week. So I clean, and then I'm telling about my dreams and all of that, and then the landlord. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So what you know, he has some friends, our servants, maybe you can become a chef lapo. And then he told one of his friends, and then bang visa for an interview. So I became a waiter a quarter show since it was May 2018 until he applied at Protea Hotel on 2019 January. So I was in the Protea Hotel at Hatfield, and then I went to Hatfield for 2 years, 2019, 2020, 2021. I went to Loftus Protea Hotel, and then 2023, that's when I took the biggest step then. Ngathi you know what ne, ngathi ngivala amehlo nje and then just
ngibona
ukuthi ngiyaphi. Then I went to Kruger National Park.
Okay.
I went to go work at Protea House here at Kruger Gate, and then I worked there for 7 months 2022 until izovalwa, and then I came back to Johannesburg. So yeah, the independence iqale lapho, and then yeah, now I'm based this time I'm based this side at Rosie permanently.
I was
a trainee the whole time, so manage at least I got a better position.
Oh.
And then, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, this time I'm managing at Rosie, and yeah, all has been good. I've enjoyed it so much.
So it's nice to be independent.
Yeah, it is nice, but then I go come and go business does it come and especially when the bills come.
and what about peer pressure? Now it's in boosting alley peer pressure.
One thing about me is that my life is very busy.
Yeah.
So in indaba zabangana nani, no, I don't get that a lot because it would be work and then church. Then in Katele, sometimes I even do gigs because I'm sure when I play guitar as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would get cooking gigs, I would get guitar gigs, go to church, so most of the time you're going to learn something, or maybe just practicing, getting some new ideas in the corner. So I have a very, very small social circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I choose my friends. I don't have get friends. Let me just acquire friends. No, I have a very strict social circle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure. Iy'ngcingo zivuliwe bazalwane, uma ke uthanda ukubuza la umbuzo. Mhlambe you are a young person and kukhona izinto nje ezihluphayo empilweni and you need some help, you need some advice. You need umuntu mhlambe ongakhuluma naye. Ukhona Mam Julia umzulu buthi uthi bona go gae
home for everybody.
For everybody. Kusho ukuthi mo ka sis Julia bona. O go gae. Yeah. So you know siyabadinga abomama abafana no sis Julia, siyabadinga futhi young people abafana no Botsi, abafana noNhlanhla, because kuningi nje as a young person ongakufunda kubona. You know earlier on bengikhuluma nobuhlali ne esazi like in South Africa yonke ukuthi kukhona okwenzakele last week ukuthi kuye kwalimaza the whole country and akusinto kuphela eyenzakale ku Lorato, it's just that yona iye yaba kakhulu ku social media. Ithi ngiqale ngawe Nhlanhla as a young man, what's your take kulento eyenzakele ku Lorato?
Yo, it's very painful because the society that we live in these days, abantwana abaningi vele just get baba distracted with peer pressure.
Yeah,
they get distracted with peer pressure. Any into that distracts them is social media. So I feel like yenze because of maybe of the people that were surrounding her in a corner. So yeah, it's very sad.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Sure.
Yeah.
But azange ilethe ifie kuwe as a young girl.
Hey, it really did. It did, but let me just say not ifie but e awareness of being able, I need to find a way to be able to know how to protect myself, because this is the situation that we are living in, and you can't read a person on the face ukuthi lo uzongibulala noma lo has pure intentions. So I think that's something nakhona that should be integrated into school learning for especially girls how to defend themselves, how to get themselves out of such situations in order to avoid more situations like this, because thinking ukuthi the men are more powerful when it comes to strength nakhona and all these things. So I think that's also very important.
And yona iyathusa because I need sometimes sinokukhuluma ukuthi ukuhlangana nabantu ku social media iyona engathi it's more dangerous, but mongabuka le iyenzeke ukuthi you know bahlangene emall, akusinto ye social media. So as you are saying ukuthi nje kumele wena as a person ube
like ube observant,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then ube nayo indlela ukuthi we protect kanjani. Yeah, though umuntu akabhalwanga, umuntu vela ngak approach but ungazi ukuthi ama intentions wakhe yini. So advice nje ongayinikeza other young girls ongathini kubona, especially now angithi uzohamba uya e-varsity. And mongabuka even na se-varsity ngathi nje nobudanger buningi emavarsity, like abantwana bayanyamalala, you know, all those things. Yeah,
what I can say is, especially for abantu who are my age right now,
yeah,
we have a very limited view of the world. We don't really understand as much as we wish we did. It's not important to get into those situations right now.
Yeah.
Isikhathi sesekhona, even when you are in your 30s, your late 20s, konke lokho kuzoba sesekhona, and you will have a lot more knowledge and you'll be wiser to be able to understand these situations and to be able to tell whether you can get into the situation or not with the help of God. So Mina, what I would say is that just wait. Focus on you. Focus on what you want to achieve before jumping into that. Especially manje ngoba yashisanje abantu bafuna ukubulala nani nani. So
yeah, it's so sad.
So Sis Julia, mesibuka mhlambe ukuya ngezwi, ngabe lezinto zenzakalayo, maybe it's because kidi na kotsa bofelo.
You know what, we are living in these times, and coming to think, when we went to tertiary, these things were less.
Yeah.
And coming to think, the poor girl was, she made sure that she's safe, and she even gave messages to the friends. In other words, she was so vigilant. But now, not knowing that the person that portrays that he is trustworthy. That is why, Sis Bartley, all these things, when I read about them, I feel like, yo, I'm delaying with doing my work. I really need, I've got a lot of work. Actually, we work as a team. We've got a lot of work to do out there, because we need to bring the boy child to say, hey, you must grow to protect your sister. Whatever that, I normally say to Ntlantla, whatever that you do to other girls out there, just imagine if all those boys are doing it to your sister. Do it as if you're doing it to your sister. When you are with a girl, make sure that there is safety there. But we can only say much. It's about the young people to accept it. These are the end times.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at all these things, you are like, yo, oh, Jesus Christ is coming now. Things are happening. You know, things that we, before we got into the studio, I read about this when this parent sold the child in Limpopo just to be killed so that the child, the parent can get some money.
Ooh.
There's a lot. You know, Butsi and Kanja, they trust me as the parent.
Yeah.
If I drive the car that they're in, they trust that I'm going to be steering it in the right direction. But here I am. If I decide to do it for my own pleasure, sell them when they are young, you know? Yeah, I think these are the end times. We just need to pray and ask God to protect our kids.
Yeah. Sure. To add my two cents, I think people should center their lives around God and hear the voice of God in every decision they take. It's really bad out there.
True.
Yeah, kilili. Yeah, uyena ke ofaka naye uvo lwakhe kulolu daba. So, hey, isikhathi sethu nasi sesiyaphela lana. In closing, Botsi, ungathini kuwo wonke umuntu olalele?
Gather your strength from God and remember everything that he has done for you. Today we had a very powerful sermon at church and the lady said we must remember all the blessings that you have. Remember all that he has done for you. Remember all the times where you thought you couldn't get out and you got out.
Yeah.
And remember that it will forever be that way. God will always be there for you, regardless of whether you can see it in the future or not. He will always stand by you no matter what. Yes.
Ntlantla, in closing?
In closing, ngithanda ukukhuluma nga about what Lee is talking about here. The more you get closer with God, everything that's happening out there, it's gonna be it won't be a distraction. Yeah, especially when you focused on God, everything else in is over. It's just gonna fade away. So just trust Him and trust the process.
Amen. Me motlale pule khaohelo mojela are we are listening o sis Bonnie Maleke o tse u enjoy the program la alalele ekhona ya ngibonge nalapha ku Pastor Phil Sekume ngibonge ku Solomon Mzwakhe ngibonge nalapha ku Wandile Nomcebo okay ngibona la i proof of payment ibuya kubani oh okay uthi naye ufaka isandla lana ubani angiliboni gama okay u Jane Jane Mang Nyirenda. Yes, thank you so much, Mama. Uthi yena uyanikela nge imalini la? It's 200. Oh, yeah, no. I took out ngo 10 rand ofa ku 20 ofa ku 50 ofa ku 100 kwaba ku 200. Kusho ukuthi mhlambe umshini bolo ukuthatha kancane kancane. Okay, thank you so much, Mama, ngomnikelo wakho uthi 200 rand. Awe mzalwane uma uthanda ukuthi ufake isandla sakho, asikuvaleli ngaphandle, uqala ngegama elithi give and then ufake ne amount othanda ukuthi ke usupport ngayo, njengoba sisho ukuthi si extend ama channels esizoba nawo la ku Radio Pulpit. Kukhona u Radio Jikelele sizomlauncha ngomhla ka 4 June, kukhona no Radio Heart Clank. So yingakho sithi ke sicela your support. Okay, to the Molokos, we love you and thank you. Ulili uthi it was great listening to this program. Tracy uthi we are listening from Soshanguve ko extension 6. Ski teacher Tracy. Lamithi.
Yeah, actually the three of them
okay.
Yeah, Tulen is one of our youth at Witbank. Ulili is in Cape Town. She's graduating this year. She was one of the Sunday school kids.
Ah,
you know, and Tracy, awesome. She's one of the teachers there in Soshanguve.
Halala.
Yeah.
Oh, Kalimambo, darling Linda. Your WhatsApp uthi sinawe inkosazana siyabonga mina sengiyaphuma bye bye Khalimambo ungene late Sis Julia in closing 1 second
okay parents let's not stop praying for our kids we cannot do it on our own we need the extension of God's hand ukuthi iba to protect them mo batla ba le gona at all times let's not stop talking about the word of God to them and the truth even if we feel that they are not listening.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you so much. And then Bahutola Yang as she a wakama number Mrs. Julie.
Yeah,
if you're comfortable share my number yes. Utholakala kanjani?
Kule number is 0760721981. Let them not forget that we have our 10-page teenage movement on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, we are having a camp this year. Mm-hmm. We are campaigning every Friday. We've got prayers on TikTok.
Okay.
Yeah,
so in camp?
E-camp it's in October.
October date ikapum.
I think it's the we posted it on Tem Facebook page. I think it's the week of the 2nd of October, if not mistaken. Usis Clara will confirm as she will be coming in.
Bazali nalo ithuba for abantu abasha. Ngicela bazali nisendle abantwana kula camp and then nizobona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzosebenza ima isimanga kanjani eimpilweni zabo. Sis Julia, thank you so much.
Nhlanhla,
thank you. Buti,
thank you.
Yes, uthi wena ngisazo uyabuya Nhlanhla.
Ah, yebo.
Please buya.
Definitely. Ngizobuya nokudla.
Yeah. uPastor Ray Lekgodi uyeza uzohlala nawe kuze kuyoshaya u7 asiphinde sihlangane next week Sunday same time same place. Sithi uJehova ungumsindisi.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.